This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, new restrictions take effect for international visitors planning to give birth in the United States with a view to getting U.S. citizenship. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
There's a growing business for high-priced international agencies who coach a particular clientele on how to skirt U.S. immigration rules. Melissa Michelson teaches about politics and immigration at Menlo College in California.
If you have enough money to come to the United States just to give your kid U.S. citizenship, you are probably coming and spending quite a bit of money in the United States.
But the new rules may restrict those coming here for treatment, not a passport, says Jonathan Edelheit, chair of the Medical Tourism Association.
There's a lot of women who have to come to the U.S. because they are able to perform state-of-the-art robotic and gynecology surgeries that aren't available overseas.
The new rules also say anyone coming to the U.S. for medical treatment must prove they can pay for it. Edelheit says that will further depress the multi-billion-dollar medical tourism industry, which he estimates is down 30% to 40% in the last few years. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.